A full season of Arts Whistler Live is about to kick off for the first time since the 2018-2019 edition. Putting this season together was pretty exciting, says Imogen Osborne, programming director. It's one of my favorite things to program at Arts Whistler. While some facets of life might feel back to normal, organizing a nearly 8-month-long series with 9 performances from different mediums wasn't without its challenges. It hasn't been easy to program because there's still some travel challenges with a lot of the bands. We're coming out of everything, but I did have a lot of people reaching out looking for dates for their tours. They're mostly acts putting together tours nationally or regionally in BC, Osborne says. The series starts on September 23 with Fireflight, a supernatural circus, which combines circus talent, including aerials, projections, choreography and acrobatics. That will be followed by Raven Spirit Dance, which performs contemporary dance from an indigenous point of view, on October 28, country-tinged Americana rockers Trailer Hawk on December 10, comedians Julie Kim and Katie Ellen Humphreys, with guest Hanuk Marisa, on January 28, BC Entertainment Hall of Famer Marcus Mosley with his 9-member ensemble on February 26, the Unstoppable Orgy of Energy, 5 Alarm Funk on March 4, Indie Folkers The Crescent Sky on March 18, Early Morning Rain, The Songs of Gordon Lightfoot with John McLaughlin and Mark Atkinson on April 22, and Kaitami and Phonic Ops, who combine classical and electronic music, on May 5. Almost all of the offerings are new to the Maury Young Arts Center. I'm pretty excited about a lot of them, Osborne says. They're pretty much all brand new to our venue, which is something that's really exciting. Arts Whistler, meanwhile, has been seeing a mix of familiar and new faces in the crowd at its events since pandemic closures. People are coming back and really enjoying live music and live entertainment, Osborne adds. It was probably missed more than we realized. It's really nice to see people coming out and enjoying it again. For more information, and to buy tickets, visit artswhistler.com/live.